You thought after I got through Charlie Haddock, I wouldn't have fight any Democrat.
Now, let me tell you, Mansfield and Fulbright and Pastore and Dirksen and I worked out the agreement the other day in order to get them out of there, that they'd have a pro forma meeting Tuesday, no matter what the House did, and that, and as Mansfield says, and you'll find it in the record, that the first time that they will take this up for final action is Friday.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to get a quorum there Friday?
Well, sure, you'll get a quorum there Friday. He should send out the wire. He said that he would send out wires and give them ample notice so they could get back here. And
well, now he's talking about Monday.
No, Bennett asked him, might I understand then that the first time that we will act on this will be Friday, and Mansfield said that would be the first time. You'll find that in the record.
Well, now, listen, what do I do? Can you get it passed for me Friday? Do I have to stay here?
Well, you should go right straight to Texas the moment the House acts, and the House can adjourn, sign, or die.
Yeah, but if you come back here, you'll raise hell around here Friday. I don't want you beating me.
I'm not going to beat you. I'm going to make a short speech, giving it hell, and then I'm going to let them vote.
Now, let me tell you what I want to do, and I want you to put your good head to thinking on this and tell me what you want done when you get back here from Texas.
Yeah.
I think that we ought to take military assistance and put it under the Military Affairs Committee. I think we ought to take the Latin American and put under you and Tom Mann.
Well,
I think we ought to put whatever economic loans we make under the World Bank and do away with the whole damned Randy Aid Agency it's wasting. Now, what do you think about it?
Well, I got some reservation on the latter.
All right. What do you want to... Do you know any misfits in town that are not in aid?
Do I know any what?
Misfits in the town that are not in the aid agency.
Not very many. Not very many.
I've been reading some of your speeches, and I agree with a good many of them.
I know.
Now, they're not just going to continue to pass these foreign aid bills, or they don't.
Listen, I want to tell you, Mr. President, I've had two mail sacks. I mean, post office mail.
Well,
5% are against it.
Why don't you do? Why don't we take Gene Black's recommendation and let all the loans we make be made by experienced people?
I think that this lot, they got to have hearings on it immediately. I'm inclined to.
And when you get back here, I want you the first thing you do when Tom Mann gets back here, I want you to sit down and see how the hell they
lie. I've already talked to him, and he's going to get in touch with me as soon as he gets back.
Now, I won't bother you anymore.
All right, now, Mr. President, all right, I want a good aid.
You find the money without wasting it, and you want to get some results from what you do.
Now, I think what you ought to get a hold of Mansfield right away and get him to get out the wires and notify these people that we're going to finish this Friday. They don't have to wait till Monday.
Well, the trouble is, the whole world, every ambassador we got is saying that they want to see whether they got a strong president or a weak president.
Well,
they want to see what I'm doing.
A strong one, and I'm going to strengthen you.
All right, that's right.
Well, I'm going to strengthen
you. He'll
shoot at you on foreign aid. You in a weak position, right?
Well, you get a hold of Tom Mann as soon as he gets in, you'll work out something for Latin America?
I'll work with him, don't worry.
All right, okay.
I'll be back here Thursday, and I will... I checked all this with Mansfield, and he said that and Metcalf's in charge, and Metcalf says that he's going to rule only 30 seconds tomorrow. His instructions are to simply say, recognize a motion to adjourn till Friday.
Well, I never heard of this, and I thought we were going to pass it tomorrow.
Record. Bennett went after him. Bennett put the hype.
How do you expect me to read the record, though, with all I got to do?
You shouldn't read the record. You should have been told this.
Then nobody told me, and I'm sitting here signing my desk right now.
Terribly sorry. You should have been told this.
Right. You guarantee me pass it Friday.
No question about it.
All right. Goodbye. You guarantee me this. That you sit and talk to Tom Mann, and you'll find out what you think ought to be done on Latin America, and let me know.
I certainly will, and I wish you and Lady Bird a very, very Merry Christmas.
What do you want me to tell you, Bob?
Tell him to get fat, because he's got a debit reputation.
Tell me you're going to come down and get touch your man with you?
I sure am.
All right, okay.
Goodbye.